What jumps out to you first about this hiring? What's positive for the Raiders about this?
Well, I think beyond anything else, you notice how they kind of went in the other direction from the last hire. You know, they brought in Dennis Allen. Not a lot of people knew who he was. He'd only been a defensive coordinator for a year. And a guy in his 30s obviously struggled some over the first 3 years. They've got a young roster here, and they've been able to turn things over a little bit. And it's clear not just with who they hired in Jack Del Rio, but also the guys they brought in here, Mike Shanahan, Pat Shurmur. They obviously look again at Tony Sperano. All of those guys have been head coaches previously somewhere else. So I think that was really the big thing that stuck out when I looked at the search. And you heard Mark Davis and Reggie McKenzie and Jack himself talk about that up there.
And then what do you think about the tree that he comes from? You hear all those names. Those coaches are some big-name coaches that have coached in the NFL. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, I think there are a lot of examples of guys who on their second chance did a lot better than the first chance. Mike Shanahan's a good name to look at there. Bill Belichick. John Gruden won a Super Bowl his second time around. Tony Dungy won a Super Bowl his second time around. So there's a good basis of, you know, of history there when you look at it and you say, okay, guys learn from the first time. Where they tripped up the first time, they're not going to trip up again, and they're going to figure out a better way to manage the entire team. You know, and often what happens, I think, in these situations is guys come from one side of the ball or the other, and they don't understand globally how to handle a team. I think Jack Del Rio, having been through that for 9 years in Jacksonville now and having watched John Fox be kind of the CEO type in Denver there over the last 3 years, certainly should benefit him.
Yeah, can you talk more about the experience in Denver the past few years to be winning like the Broncos have been doing and then also coming from the same division?
Well, I think one of the biggest things is actually being around Peyton Manning. You know, and I asked the question here, how important is it to create the right environment for your young quarterback? And all you got to do is look at Derek Carr's older brother to see what the wrong environment can do. He had to play behind a bad offensive line, obviously. You know, they had a less experienced offensive staff there, and they were very much building from the ground up. That put David Carr in a very difficult position where he had to carry the team and really screw up his development. So I think what you're seeing here is probably a nod to the fact that you've got to do the right thing for the quarterback. And bringing in a guy like Jack Del Rio, who was around Peyton Manning for the last 3 years, I think will be huge because he's seen the right way to do it. And he can pass some of that stuff that he saw from Peyton Manning over the last 3 years along to Derek Carr. Now, the next part of this, of course, is the staff hires, and that part's even bigger. You know, and whether it's Mark Trestman or someone else, I'd assume they're going to bring in someone with background at the quarterback position to help Derek Carr take the next steps.
Speaking of another young player, Khalil Mack, playing that position in the NFL, Jack Del Rio as linebacker, and now he's the coach, his top five pick.
Well, no question. I mean, Khalil Mack's obviously a huge building block for them and a guy who can be a versatile type of weapon. And, you know, the guy I would look at in Denver as kind of the comp would be Von Miller. You know, a guy who is a pass rusher first and foremost, but has experience playing standing up, and a guy you can move all over the defense. And, you know, you look at some of the pieces that Denver had, really a lot of what they did was built around Von Miller. And so he comes in here, and, you know, we talk about the quarterback coming in and being in the right environment. Jack Del Rio comes in here having worked with a player who I think has some similar skills or some carryover there. And I would think at least that Del Rio would be able to apply some of the things he did with Von Miller with Khalil Mack.
Last question. Everyone saw the Raiders compete and win the last three home games here. Can Jack Del Rio take the team to the next level and start competing right away, not in year two or year three?
You got to draft well. I mean, you got to draft well. The guys that are already here need to continue to develop, and a lot of that's going to be on Jack to hire the right coaches to develop those players. And obviously they had a nice draft last year with within the first 36 picks, Khalil Mack and Derek Carr. You know, now it's about getting the right coaches in to develop those guys and continuing to draft well. They're out from underneath all of their cap problems. They're going to be able to do some things in free agency. But if you look at where Reggie McKenzie came from in Green Bay, they continue to lose players and they continue to be able to replace them. Look at the receiver position there. They lose Greg Jennings. They lose Donald Driver. Well, they have Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb. I think that's the model Reggie McKenzie's trying to follow, and obviously they'll be looking to put a couple more solid draft classes together after the first two, because some of those picks were depleted, didn't come through the way they thought they would.